Listener Production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The CSIRO believes we need to act now to protect our nation's farming future. It's released a report into the challenges facing the agricultural sector, warning profitability could plunge by up to 50% in some areas by 2050 if nothing changes. Dr. Catherine Wynne says it doesn't have to be that way, identifying five key shifts Australia needs to take.
These include further action around climate adaptation, including modelling it, looking at how we use land and water, our industry development, our workforce and regional growth, and then how we adapt our agriculture research and development system to be as effective and innovative as it can be.
Calls have been made for better facilities at the Little Blue Lake in Mount Shank. It's become a popular tourist attraction and swimming spot, with as many as 1,000 people visiting per day at its busiest. But the lake and its surrounds are reportedly being contaminated with human waste owing to a lack of public toilets. Grant District Council will be holding a workshop in the next 2 months to discuss the issue. Emergency services have been through a busy period, dealing with all sorts of incidents, from floods to fires, and particularly road trauma. The effects of that can no doubt linger for our frontline workers, as Professor Sam Harvey from the Black Dog Institute explains.
Our studies have shown about 1 in 10 emergency service workers or volunteers have mental health problems directly related to the traumatic and distressing scenes they have had to witness or be present at through their work.
He's encouraging first responders to contact the National Emergency Workers Support Service if they're feeling stressed. You can also call Lifeline on 13 11 14. And the Millicent woman has celebrated her 100th birthday. Phyllis Facey reached the milestone earlier this month, earning well wishes from family, friends and local politicians, as well as the Prime Minister, plus the King and Queen via post.